And here we are back with hour number two of the big show today, the Post-Nashville Show, Monday, February 24th, 2020. 2:24:20, 13 minutes past the hour. Hope you're having a great time out there. Had a great time in hour number one, kind of recapping the big trip to Nashville, Tennessee this past weekend that I was able to go on and very happy and proud and privileged to have been able to do that, I guess is what I should say, from the historic steps of the Grand Ole Opry. O-L-E. Not Old Opry. Some people say Old Opry. Grand Ole Opry. O-L-E. So I thank you so much for that to the people at the Grand Ole Opry and the people who listened back here in Marion. So again, if you have any questions or comments this morning, please feel free to give me a ring, 740, and apparently there's the phone already. I didn't even get it out of the hen house here. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get a chance to do any bar hopping while you were there?
Well, I'll tell you, we got to go down to Broadway on Friday night, and we did go down Broadway, and you've been to Nashville, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about that street on Friday is the bars are so packed that there is spill out into the street, and you've got people performing live on the street. And we did eat down there that night, but we really did not partake inside of any of the bars, but we went up and down the street.
Did you go to my restaurant, Nick's Last Resort?
No, I did not get a chance.
Oh, you missed it. That's a treat.
That's what I hear. I do remember seeing it down there.
Yeah, but if you go back to Nashville, you got to go to Dick's Last Resort. They make fun of you.
Well, that's what I heard, and I think that's a neat idea. Now, what kind of things did they say to you when you went in? Do you remember anything?
No, they don't say a whole lot, but they give you a hat.
Oh, do they?
And they put sayings on the hat.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I can't repeat any of them on the air, but.
Oh, they're that sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Now, did you get a chance to go to the Grand Ole Opry while you were there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we went to the Opry, the Bryman Theater and the Grand Ole Opry and Opryland Hotel. That's a treat to walk through if you've never been there.
Oh, we did not go to the Opryland Hotel, but went to the mall.
Oh, you got
to
do that. You got to go take the boat ride.
Well, I was so shocked at how well that mall is doing. You know, all malls in Ohio have seemingly fallen. It was a real throwback mall.
Well, it's a tourist trap, basically.
I can see
that. The Opryland Hotel is magnificent. There's like three or four parts of it, and you can take a boat ride in the Opryland Hotel.
Well, I believe I will be going back fairly soon because I was invited to this breakfast that I did not get a chance to partake in because just
cool.
Yeah. So I got to go back and do the breakfast. And for as short as the trip is, I can do it like on a Saturday and wouldn't even have to stay the distance I did last time. So that probably will happen very soon.
It's quite a treat. The Dick's Last Resort, that's a hoot.
it sounds like a good time. And that's the other thing that I would want to do. I would want to go back down to Broadway and partake in that street and maybe have a couple cocktails and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're 25, is that right?
Just 25, yes. 25. and progressing nicely at 25.
25 and older.
25, 25 forever. I stopped counting a few years ago.
Well, I go to 39.
Well,
and I'm older there.
You know, one of those things. Hey,
yeah, I worked for Jack Benny for 41 years. He was 39, 41 times.
You know, that's right. I'm Jack Benny's age now. One of my favorite quotes actually comes from Jack Benny. I never thought about that. Jack Benny had great advice when it came to broadcasting. He said, if the audience likes you, that's the best thing that can happen to you. If they don't like you, there's nothing you can do about it. I think that's great.
And you only get a one chance to make a first impression.
You do. And he was also saying, but don't go in there trying to be sickeningly sweet. You got to be yourself. And based upon that, they will either like you or they won't. And don't worry about the ones who don't, because you can't do anything about it.
That's right.
Yeah. Forever. I'm Jack Benny's age now. I'm glad you brought that up. He was that forever.
Yep.
Hey, well, thank you.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yes, I'd forgotten about that. Jack Benny, one of the legendary television stars, radio stars, really. He was the king of radio in his day. But he always said he was 39. That was one of Jack Benny's little, what do you call that? Jack Benny's little picadillos was to always say he was 39 years old. But I love his quote on broadcasting because it's true. Anybody who gets behind a microphone, you've just got to be yourself. Don't try to be nice. Don't try to be evil. Be yourself. Don't try to be fake. We've all heard the fake broadcasters. Well, it's 29 minutes past the hour here. You're tuned into WWGH Radio, and now we're going to go to one of my dear, close, personal, longtime friends. You know, that's fake. That's the fake radio announcer who doesn't make any mistakes and doesn't misspeak and is reading off a paper usually. That's a little fakey to me. Nothing wrong if they want to do it that way, but it's a little fake. I say be yourself. The audience will either like you. If they do, good. If they don't, I can't do anything about it. You got to be yourself here 2 hours every morning. So, yes, forever 39 like Jack Benny now. I guess this will be my last birthday. Maybe. You know, I just will have to stop right here. But no, I appreciate the phone calls. The phone calls are great. And if you have any questions, comments, feel free to call in. I've got nothing planned this hour. I just came back from Nashville, and that's what I'm here for today. 19 minutes past the hour, and here we go. Another phone call looming on the horizon. Let's go ahead. Oh, let's see if we can get it here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning. I was trying to reach Scott Spears.
This is Scott. You're actually on the air right now.
I'm sorry. I will call back later.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we will give that person a call back later on. I don't think they expected to be on the air, but that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944, and we will put you on the air. That's how we do it here at WWGH Radio. And any questions or concerns in regard to anything, we would love to talk to you. So I'll tell you, it's just interesting to me how a trip like that can really open your eyes to a lot of things. Now, I'm a fan of country music, I will say that, but it is very eye-opening what country music has went through and what it goes through and continues to go through, and the changes. You know what? That was a telemarketer. I was researching the number because I thought, who is that? It was such a weird number. That was a telemarketer. I know what that was, a matter of fact, now that I looked at it. Go ahead, caller.
I want to know, did you see any Keith Urban sightings?
You know, I did not see Keith Urban, but I will say that right in front of the Grand Ole Opry, they have huge tarps on the building, and he is one of the faces up there.
Oh, right.
Yep, and I did see his exhibit in the Country Music Hall of Fame, where he has donated some clothes, and I think there was a guitar there from him.
Uh-huh.
So yes, he's definitely I did not see his physical body, but his presence is definitely on display in Nashville.
Well, I heard that he and Nicole hang out at Starbucks a lot. So my husband and I are going down in August.
Oh.
So I think I'm going to be hanging around Starbucks.
Oh, well, you know, I was told by the waitress that we had on Friday night, and she just openly gave me the information. I can't remember the name of the town. I'll have to, I'm sure Bales remembers. She's got a mind like a steel trap. But there is a little town somewhere close to Nashville where Faith Hill and Tim McGraw still do their grocery shopping.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she told us about that. And like I say, I learned that this group of Country Music Hall of Fame members, I was invited to this breakfast, and because I didn't check my email, I missed the breakfast, but they did invite me to come back and do that. So, you know, they are there. They are amongst the people.
Yes, they are. Okay, well, I'm glad you're back safe and sound.
Well, thank you, and I tell you, you're really going to enjoy the trip, and it's not a long trip at all. It's very, you know, 6.5 hours tops.
That's good. We're going through the week, so maybe we'll miss the crazy Friday nights.
Oh, yeah, it was. You know what's odd, though? Like yesterday, Sunday morning, we probably got, because the Ryman Auditorium's downtown.
Uh-huh.
And when we went down to the Ryman Auditorium, I mean, it was not early in the morning. It was probably, I'm going to say, close to 12 o'clock. And there was not a lot. There was no traffic jams or anything.
Okay.
It was not bad at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, so... Thanks. I'm loving everything that you're talking about.
Oh, but the number, you got to get that backstage tour, even if you don't go to the show there, because those can be pricey at the Opry. You got to get that backstage tour. That is well worth it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do that.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, that backstage tour of the Grand Ole Opry. I know a lot of people don't go to the Opry because the tickets sometimes can be a little outrageous, but even if you don't see the show, you've got to go take the backstage tour. That is very affordable. It's very... to me, it would be better than seeing a show there. I guess unless you were a huge fan of the artist who was performing. I'm getting Franklin. Somebody just said it might be Franklin. That could be. That kind of sounds right, where Faith Hill and Tim McGraw do their grocery shopping. That could be Franklin. Boy, that does sound familiar. Might have been. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here at WWGH Radio on this February 24th, 2020. Any comments, questions, or concerns you have about the trip to Nashville, well, I would love to answer those for you. If you heard the broadcast Saturday night and you enjoyed it, let me know. I certainly enjoyed doing it. I hope it came across good, and the feedback I'm getting, it sounds like it did come across good. It is Franklin. All right. So, hey, good guess. It was Franklin. That's where Tim McGraw and Faith Hill do their grocery shopping. How about that? Very cool. But I think I like 24 better, to be honest with you. I could 25. I'll stay in that age range forever. We don't need to be going up to 39. We can be forever 39, like Jack Benny. But I like 24-25. Why not 24-25? That's the area you want to be in for the rest of your life. But I guess you are what you are. And I hear now people, they like 28. 28's not bad. I'll take 28. I would stay with 28. I think you have to pick an age and stay on it when you have these birthdays. Because not that the age is old, I'm not saying that. Just at some point you just say, hey, I think I'm going to stick with this one. This is a good number. And why not just enjoy that? All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 26 minutes past the hour, 27 minutes, coming up on 27 minutes past the hour. I love talking about this Nashville trip because of all the good things that came of it. A real understanding of the country music industry and exactly why that is important music and maybe different from all other music genres that are out there. It has its own little place, and that little place is Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, and so many great pictures. That's another thing. You know, there are, when we were at the Grand Ole Opry, which is really located in a nice place because it's down by the mall, you know, there are gigantic guitars outside that you can take a picture in front of. There's the idea of taking the picture in front of the Grand Ole Opry sign. There's the idea of taking the picture in front of, there's a statue out there, there's a bridge. And that, doing the live broadcast, one of the cool things, when we did the live broadcast from 6 to 8 on Saturday night, it was getting dark in Nashville, of course. And when we got to the Grand Ole Opry, it had been daylight. And even though it was cold outside, as darkness fell during the broadcast, they have these lights, but they're not lights on the building. They're just like strung up lights, about the size of a golf ball. And they're all white lights, and they're just strung over parts of the front of the Grand Ole Opry, and they're strung over the bridge of the Grand Ole Opry. And when it gets dark, which of course you don't see these things during the day, when it gets dark, which it was by the time that broadcast had ended, it was one of the most beautiful pictures because it is in this serene area. It's next to a mall, but it you know, the mall's in the background. The Grand Ole Opry's kind of in an area all its own over there. And to see all these lights out, and it just really was a very unique experience. I should say that. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday before I go about my day and do my stuff.
Well, I appreciate that, Adam. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. Happily coronavirus-free. That's a big news story today. International markets just went nuts.
Yeah, we do.
Late yesterday. It's just amazing because we don't really see that here, but it's such a global issue. But it's really it's a bigger news story than the election right now.
I would say that's right. I think we all got to be aware and watch out. Well, Adam, your show comes up. Go ahead.
You're 29 or 39. I forget which one today.
We're going to say 29 at this point.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. So, Nashville's a good town. You know, it reminds me of Columbus in some ways because it's known for a lot more than just country music. Columbus is known for a lot more than OSU. And it's a beautiful, clean city, like Columbus, kind of spread out, low crime for a city that size. And there's a lot to discover. And just the weather, you know, it's okay this time of the year because you appreciate that southern winter, but it's hot and humid there in the summer.
Absolutely.
So you picked a good time to go.
It was a good time to go. I will agree with that. And I do want to let...
When I asked you on Facebook, doesn't being a friend of Lulu Roman count when you audition with the Opry? Shouldn't that get you some clout somewhere?
Well, I think so. I think that it did. I threw my resume out, and of course I had put that I'd interviewed Lulu and Roy Clark and Bill Anderson and people of that nature, Ralph Emery, and I think it helped. I think the problem was I can't sing, as people heard on Saturday night when I tried to sing the ending song of the Grand Ole Opry, so I think that hurt me in the long run.
Yeah, never quite know, but definitely your brush with these country music superstars, I'm sure it helped. Just a little bit, you understand the industry better because it's very American. You know, it's pure, just like with jazz, it's pure American music.
Americana.
Being somewhat close to here, it's a good place to visit.
Absolute Americana. Well, thanks, Adam. I appreciate
it. Let people know that I have Ron on with me.
Yes.
On the show today. And then Tuesday and Thursday, I have Mike Essen for a totally different viewpoint.
Oh, very cool. So Dr. Feynman today from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m., and then Mike Essen. Radio talk show host Tuesday and Thursday from 2:10 until 3.
Yeah, just a lot of political views, and you know, a lot going on during the last week of February. And we encourage people to listen. Getting a lot of good feedback about your trip. People asking about pictures. So, I think it's going to be one of the best weeks ever at the Place for Talk.
It keeps on moving. Hey, thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a nice day, Scott.
Bye, bye. We thank Adam for calling in. And again, the phone lines are open. That's good. The feedback is good. That's what I've heard. I mean, through emails and through Facebook posts and through all this, I keep seeing that the feedback has been tremendously positive when it comes to this trip. So that's nice. You know, you take these trips, they're fun. You do want to do a good broadcast. I think we did have a good broadcast on Saturday night. So everybody who's saying something nice this morning, you know, I'm very appreciative of that. I think that that is a very nice thing. And hopefully you enjoyed that broadcast Saturday night. It was cold, but I think it was well worth it in the end. All right, phone lines are open. We have 32 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. And Adam has it exactly right there. Nashville is similar. I would say there are some similarities to Columbus. But the theme of the country music genre is highly unique in that city. And they are very proud of their heritage and very proud of... It's very heritage proud, in my opinion, and it's also very eclectic, though. You know, country music has changed so much over the years from where it was very tinny and very what they used to call country and western. Remember when it was country and western music? It's kind of come from that full circle to be now a real unique form of music. And it's you can tell that by somebody like Taylor Swift, who has become a gigantic star, but a crossover star into other forms of music. And I don't know that country music was something that always crossed over a lot. I think a few people were able to do it, and it was rare in those days. But now it is done and doable. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if you have a question about Nashville or anything you would like to say in general. But the for me, standing on the spot on the floor of the Grand Ole Opry that everybody stands who does a show on that stage and having that picture, that's something you cannot forget in your life, and you only do it for the first time one time. And that is the uniqueness of Nashville to me, as opposed to other cities you can visit, because there just isn't that. So, Nashville, Tennessee, great place, great music. And a lot of people in Ohio, very intrigued by country music. I know Marion has always been a hotbed for country music. For so many years, the number one radio station around here was country music. And I remember being told, I was not alive at the time, but back in the beginning of broadcasting in Marion 80 years ago, there was a country group called the Chuckwagon Pals that used to perform on WMRN. And I was told that they really kept the doors open in the early days. It wasn't the news. It wasn't the interviews. It was not the other things going on at the radio station. It was country music, because people wanted to hear the Chuckwagon Pals. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe they were so popular that when Charlie Evers was putting Lady Justice on top of the courthouse, I believe there is a picture of the Chuckwagon Pals that was put in Lady Justice on top of the courthouse. I believe Charlie did say that at one point. So, you know, that's just how popular they were and how big a group they were. And that's interesting that country music is so popular in this area. All right, where are we here? We're moving right along, 36 minutes past the hour. Phone lines open, 740-383-9944. We've got a lot of great programming lined up for you this week on the station. Hope you tune in every morning. Hope you start your day with us. It's a fun station to listen to because we do talk. We do come on. I don't think there's anything we wouldn't talk about. And that's kind of the point. You want to talk about things that people are talking about in their own lives. And there's not a question we would not take. I'm not saying we would answer all questions, but we would take the question. And that, I think, is important. And that's why the phone lines are always open. 740-383-9944. Now, I'm trying to... I know it's 6:50 a.m. on the dial. That's where the shows from the Grand Ole Opry originate on Saturday night. But I cannot... Is it KSM? It might be KSM. WKSM is the call letters of that particular station. You know, that's a great tie-in with anybody who's working in radio or doing radio. What a thing that it's not television that this 1927 tradition is tied into. It's radio. That's the tradition that it's tied into. And you gotta love that. You gotta love that this whole thing in Nashville has been tied into radio for a long, long time. 1927. And to this day, even in our technological age, you can still turn on 6:50 a.m. on a Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. and hear a live show from the country music capital of the world, Nashville, Tennessee, Grand Ole Opry. And they have great performers. That was another interesting aspect of the tour of the Grand Ole Opry. When they invite people to become members of the Grand Ole Opry, one of the criteria that they look for is that they will come back there and do shows and help promote the Grand Ole Opry. I thought that was interesting. Because the bill for last Saturday night, they just don't do one performer. There are a lot of performers on the rundown. That's why there are a lot of dressing rooms backstage. So, you know, it's four or five performers that go on every Saturday night. So it's not a complete concert by one singular type of person. So yeah, it's very unique in that way as well. Another way that Nashville, Tennessee is very unique. Now, you will want to listen, by the way, not only on air, you'll want to listen to the podcast here on the station. If you go to YouTube and search the BS podcast, you will get a, I'm sure you'll get a country music Nashville episode coming up very soon. There's nothing there yet because we just got back last night. But the BS podcast, which I do with Bailey Hunt, I'm sure the next episode that we tape, which will be very soon, while Nashville is still very fresh in our minds, will probably have to deal with Nashville completely, as will Friday night's show here on the station, 8 to 10. So there is that. And as of today, Saturday night show is in the repeats. So now you will be able to hear the rebroadcast of Saturday night show live from the Grand Ole Opry, the steps of the Grand Ole Opry. And I'll be glad to hear that. Does anybody, when you think of country music, is there anything in particular that comes to your mind? Oh, and let me tell you this. By the way, call in if you have something that comes to your mind. 740-383-9944. Let me tell you this. Okay, we're at the hotel. And like most hotels now, everybody has a free breakfast. So, we check in Friday night. And Saturday before we go out to start the day, we stop at the free breakfast in the lobby of the hotel we were at. And, of course, they have hot chocolate and they have coffee and they have a juice machine, you know, cranberry juice, apple juice, orange juice. And they have the regular stuff that you would think. They have, you know, cinnamon raisin bread and they have a toaster and they have a microwave and they have rolls and bagels and all kinds of those things. And then there was a third table. Now, this is not something you see laid out for breakfast. In all places. Laid out for breakfast in a crock pot right there in the lobby of the hotel both mornings, by the way, because I went down for breakfast both mornings. Both mornings was a crock pot of sausage gravy and a bowl of biscuits. Of course, could there be anything else? So it was a nightmare to turn around and see that this is so common in a southern area that they would have biscuits and sausage gravy on tap for the free breakfast at the hotel. And of course, as you will note, I walked right past it. Didn't even lift the lid on the crock pot to get a whiff of that. That was too much for me. I am ruined on sausage. I've already had my quota of sausage gravy for the year. I would never, ever, oh, gee whiz, never, ever touch sausage gravy again. But in Nashville, Tennessee, there it is. Goodness gracious. Sausage, biscuits, and gravy for breakfast? Who would want to go on vacation and have that? That is a little much. But there it was. You know, part of the free breakfast in Nashville. Now, the restaurant we went to breakfast at, La Peep, that was fun. La Peep, now they had, all I had was an English muffin. And they didn't have apple butter. Now, see, what is the story there? Even in Nashville, I cannot get my hands on apple butter for an English muffin. Where is the justice in that? I ate the English muffin anyway. That was my breakfast. Now, you know, this concert that I saw at the Country Music Hall of Fame, Fillmore, free concert, got to sit in the second row. I think he is a very interesting performer, to say the least. And I think he's got a very good future. Go ahead, caller.
Man, Scott, you just can't get away from that, can you?
No, that sausage gravy will follow me to the graveyard.
It sounds like it, but it sounds like you had a pretty good trip, though.
You know, I did. The drive was terribly easy, did not take a wrong turn at any point, and hotel was great. Every place we went was great. I think the broadcast, I don't know if you got a chance to hear it on Saturday, came through okay. It was good.
I got to ask you a question. When you were down there, did they still have that little store down there on the main street that said Ernest Tubb on it?
You know, I think they did. I do remember seeing something like that. Now, is that down in the Broadway area?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I do remember seeing something that did say Ernest Tubb on it.
How was it on the stage there? Did you really, really love it down there? Did you feel the presence of people in the past on that stage there at the Grand Ole Opry?
Well, you do, and that's the thing, because that's the last thing you do on that tour. So you've seen this video on how great, and everybody who's been on this stage, and how that circle is originally cut from the floor of the Ryman Auditorium. So it's part of the 1927 original floor. And so when you walk out on that stage and you see that 4,000-seat Grand Ole Opry with the pews, and you stand on that spot, you know, there is an interesting feeling that you get, because that is historic ground, and you see it in all the country music performers.
So I take it they did a pretty good job on the restoration. That poor place has been through a lot there in the years.
Yeah, there was a flood at one point, but it really, they have done a tremendous job. I did not know that Hee Haw was taped. There is a television studio in the Grand Ole Opry off in another wing of the building, and I did not realize Hee Haw was taped there, but we went in that studio at one point.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you had a good time, and Bailey had a good time, and wow, did it? You think you got to do that stuff more often?
Going to have to take the show on the road more. If it comes off as good as that, we might be on the road more.
All righty.
Thank you.
You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Yes, it really was. It was good on all accounts, and as I say, people who listened to the broadcast on Saturday I believe, found it to be good. And when you can have a broadcast come through like that, that's all you need. You worry so much. You sweat blood over a broadcast coming off well. And when they finally come off well, I'm telling you, you really go, there's a sigh of relief when that broadcast is over, because about a million different things can go wrong during a broadcast like that. I'm being told now on Facebook that the reason we did not get lost on this trip was because I had an amazing navigator, which of course was Bales, and she did a great job. I'll say that. Bailey did a great job as the navigator. And I'm also being told now from Abby that her sausage gravy was probably better than the one in the hotel. You know, it'd be tough to tell. It'd be really difficult to try to figure that one out, because I am not a fan. I would not know. They all taste like wallpaper paste to me. I'm getting such a bad reputation for disliking sausage gravy with such a vehemence at this point. But I do. I had never tasted it that I can remember. Gee whiz. I'm sure I probably tasted it at some point in my life, but I obviously just do not remember it. But when I tasted it recently, when Abby cooked it, I was not impressed. Now, that doesn't mean I wasn't impressed with what Abby cooked. It's just not my thing. I don't like sausage gravy. I don't like the biscuits. So I wasn't going to try it in the hotel after the experience I had had earlier on this year. But if she wanted to make me dumplings, which Abby apparently says she can do as well, now that I would not pass on. Not a huge fan of chicken and dumplings, but I would take, you know, strawberry dumplings or blueberry dumplings or something like that. That would not be bad. I could swing that. Wouldn't be bad at all. All right, we're approaching the 10-minute mark here, 49 minutes past the hour on this Monday, February 24th, 2020, 2/24/20. 740-383-9944. If you have a question or comment, this is your last chance to make it. 740-383-9944. As we head into the home stretch, if you have a question or comment about the Nashville trip, if you have a question or comment about something else, now would be the time to do it, or forever hold your peace. Now, this is a little... Normally, I wouldn't do this because it's a little self-serving here. But a few months ago, we had Ashley Williams on this show, actress Ashley Williams, who was in the Hallmark movie this past year, and just had done a whole bunch of interesting things. And I had led up to having her on the show by saying she did a show in 2002 called Good Morning Miami, and I had the biggest crush on Ashley Williams. Totally had the biggest crush on her. Well, we had her on in November. She was a great guest. Got to tell her that I had a crush on her. A lot of fun. Well, this morning, I got an email from Ashley wishing me a happy birthday. Now, how nice is that? So I guess self-serving from the point that, self-serving that she was wishing me a happy birthday. But how nice a person to send a birthday email like that. I mean, that's very, very nice. So I thank you, Ashley Williams, for that birthday wish in the email. Thank you so much. Now, again, if you want to see pictures, Bailey did a great job at taking pictures of this trip from Nashville, Tennessee. All you got to do is go to my Facebook page, Scott Spears. I believe that's where they are now. And you, too, can see all the great pictures from Nashville, Tennessee, from the Country Music Hall of Fame to the Fillmore Concert to the Ryman Auditorium to the Grand Ole Opry. It's all there. To any other thing we went to that I can't remember at this point. All the pictures are there on the Facebook page. Just go to Scott Spears. So, once-in-a-lifetime trip, but... I think there will be more travel, because once you get a good idea that you can do a remote broadcast halfway decent, then you think, hey, I might be able to do that. Birthday blueberry dumplings I just got from Abby. That's a good idea, Abby. Birthday blueberry dumplings, I'd take it. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I forgot to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey,
thank you.
You're slowly catching up to Charlie Evers.
I know. Charlie and I will be the same age before we know it.
Hey, you sure will. Go ahead and have yourself a super-duper day on today.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's very nice. I appreciate the birthday wishes on air this morning, and I certainly do appreciate the people who've said happy birthday on Facebook so far. That's very, very nice. I appreciate you calling in. And the email from Ashley this morning, I appreciate that. That's very nice. But it was a tremendous, tremendous trip, 52 minutes past the hour, about 8 minutes left here in the broadcast day on WWGH Radio. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up this morning, 10 until 11 a.m., Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m., so you don't want to miss any of these programs. These are things you will want to hear without question, so don't miss them. And again, my feeling on this whole trip to Nashville was it's something you have to do, because I understand a lot of people don't have the money for travel when it comes to plane tickets. But if you have a car that is good on gas, this is a 6 to 6.5 hour trip. It is not bad traffic. I was traveling on a Friday and a Sunday. Don't remember getting held up at all. It was easy. And I was in Cincinnati, in the Cincinnati area, just about rush hour on Friday. And it was only a slight area to which there was a little bit of a traffic jam that maybe lasted 10 minutes altogether. So not bad. And check out the pictures, because, well, pictures, what is it? Pictures worth a thousand words, but to go down there and see it, that's completely different. So you've got to go down to Nashville, Tennessee, and see everything down there, and make sure you can go long enough to do everything, because there is a lot of stuff to do. Things will catch your eye that you think would not catch your eye, and you just want to stay a lot longer than maybe the time you've set aside, which for me was a weekend. So, but again, you know, as I say, everybody who works in radio knows, when you do a broadcast, a remote broadcast, a million things can go wrong, and the further away you get from home base, the more things that can go wrong. So when you get about 6 hours away, and there's no, you know, there's nothing you can do if you cannot get the connection that you need where you are, you're in trouble. But Saturday night, from what I'm told and what I've heard, the broadcast, all 2 hours of it from the steps of the Grand Ole Opry, came out perfectly. And I thank Sean Kraft for engineering that program on Saturday night. And I thank Bailey Hunt for being the co-host with me in Nashville as we were doing that program. And again, that program went into the repeats this morning, so you might hear it today if you stay tuned to WWGH Radio if you missed it on Saturday night. But it came off okay. And boy, you do sweat blood over those things. And I've had them go wrong. And you're there, and there's nothing you can do. And that is the worst feeling in the world. But this particular time, that did not happen. So that was a great thing. So I thank everybody who was involved in making that remote broadcast a success. And Adam will have it up on the website. If you don't happen to hear it on the station, remember, you can go to WWGH1071.com and get those programs downloaded and hear the whole 2 hour spiel from Nashville, Tennessee. But again, the point is, you know, trips are expensive nowadays, I understand, and it, you wonder where you're going, if it's worthwhile. Nashville would be one of those places that would be worthwhile, and it's not terribly difficult to navigate, and it is one you can do by car. And it's one of those trips, you know, New York and D.C., when you take a trip there, the time frame is so rough that really, even if you leave early in the morning, you don't have a lot of time to do what you want to do the day you're traveling. Going to Nashville, that's different, because 6.5 hours is not the entire day. So you can leave at a reasonable hour. You can even sleep in and still get there and have lots to do that particular day. And there are so many things downtown. I will say this, just for the picture purposes, because Nashville, to me, is a picturesque city, as they would say, because the Ryman Auditorium is such a visual thing, and the Grand Ole Opry is such a visual thing. So you want to go during the daylight to places like those, especially the Ryman Auditorium, because it's not heavily lit up. And when you take the picture, you want to be in the daylight, without question. But conversely, the Grand Ole Opry is great at night because of all the lighting that's out there. And all the people, I was so surprised, because on 6:50 a.m. WKSM, they broadcast the Opry shows on Saturday night. So we were there as that was all starting up until 8 o'clock. And it was really impressive to me to see all of the people who were arriving for this show. But then I think, you know, the Marion Palace Theater here in Marion, I believe I was told at one point seats 1,400 people. Well, 4,000 in the Grand Ole Opry. And it doesn't look like it would seat 4,000, but then you realize there are three tiers in the room. But the benches do give it a unique feel. And I think that started back with the old Ryman Auditorium, the benches. And again, the people who constructed the Country Music Hall of Fame really knew what they were doing in the 1970s, or the Grand Ole Opry really knew what they were doing in the 70s, because they took a piece of that floor from the Ryman Auditorium and made sure that was the piece of the floor that you stood on when you perform, and also when you take that tour, that's the piece of the floor you're standing on when they take that professional picture at the end of your trip. I do want to remind you again, the show from Nashville is in the repeats as of this morning. You will be able to hear it now. Do want to remind you, Friday night will be a live radio show with Bailey Hunt. She was on the trip with me, so you get to hear her perspective Friday night, 8 to 10, here on WWGH Radio. And there may be something special coming with that as well Friday night. Stay tuned to the station all week to hear about that. And the podcast, the BS Podcast, go to youtube.com, just search the BS Podcast. There are 15 episodes up there, but I believe there will be one taped very soon dealing with the entire trip to Nashville, solely with that trip. And there is a lot to talk about, that is for sure. Thank you, Ashley Williams, for the email this morning. I appreciate that. All the people saying happy birthday on Facebook, and the phone calls. And Abby, blueberry birthday dumplings, that sounds good to me. I'll see you, what, in about 5 hours from now? So, hey, can you whip up those birthday blueberry dumplings in 5 hours? We'll see. But thank Abby for that. And everybody who tuned in on Saturday night. I'm done for the day. Make it a great day. I'll be back tomorrow talking about who, I believe the mayor's in tomorrow, a matter of fact. I think we'll have the mayor on. I know he's on one day this week. We'll hope it's tomorrow. If not, I'll fill you in on that. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp is next, but for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I'm crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said, "Oh, really? Well, then I think I'll buy a suit on, now that you mention that." "Why?" "Because I'm alive, young man." The man couldn't believe it.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
What's the secret to getting to 92?
You don't know, I always believe in one thing, that the Lord up there, he calls you when he needs you.
Is there a role?
He says, "I don't want you, Five-ish. I got better acts than you upstairs." He says, "I'll call you when I have a vacancy." I says, "Take your time, Lord."
WWGH Radio on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.